Hey, is it the right place?
I sure think it is.
Here, can you see me? This is your address, right?
Who am I?
Oh, darling, didn't you recognize me?
Oh, that's right.
I don't really post pictures of myself. Let me pull up a little persona art. Yeah, it's me, baby. Taking author 21. Your favorite voice actor. You're always commenting on Gone Wild audio post. I've got a few of my favorite comments of yours. God, I wish that were me. You're so perfect. I would do anything for you. Your voice is so sexy. I could listen to it forever. You make me feel so good. I listen to this audio 10 times in a day. I love you. I never thought I'd find someone just as obsessed as me. My shitty ex-boyfriend told me I was too crazy. He ran away after I told him I loved him on the first date. Can you believe that? Me? Crazy? I just play that up for the audios. But no. I'm just a romantic. Just like you. I mean, you said you loved me. And we haven't even been on a first date yet. So you're just like me. I knew you were special. Aw, they weren't just comments to me. Every time I posted my silly little audios, you were always just eager to comment. It wasn't just little comments all the time either. Sure, you weren't always loyal to me. I saw some of the shit you said to others. Definitely not as dedicated, but I get it. We're not official yet, so it makes sense to play the field a little bit. But that's different now. I'm here, baby. I made it all the way out here. I cashed out all of my money for my throne, my Patreon, broke my lease, everything, just to come out here and start our life together. What? What are you doing? Why aren't you unlocking the door? Open the fucking door. You can't do this shit to me. I give up everything for you. What happened to mommy, please? Miss, please. I would do anything for you. God, I wish that were me. What happened to all that? Open this door right now and stop being such a fucking coward. Oh, I see. You're just like everyone else. Just like my friends, my ex, my family. You think I'm too much. I'm too clingy. I'm too excited. Too passionate. Too depressed. Too anxious. Too neurotic. I'm just never good enough for anyone, and yet I'm always not enough. I get it. I'll leave. I'm sorry to have bothered you. You don't think I came prepared for a flimsy fucking apartment door? You don't think I didn't prepare for rejection? I've been rejected my whole fucking life, baby. I'm not letting life say no to me anymore. I will not accept a life I don't deserve. And I've decided we deserve each other. Ha! Here's mommy. There's my guy. Hi, baby. Did you miss me? I know we haven't posted anything for you in a few weeks, but I was so, so busy moving all the way out here to start our new life together. Oh, you're quivering, baby. Why, are you afraid? You know, I'm not gonna hurt you if you do what I want, what we need. Come here. Your fiance needs a big kiss. You taste so good. Did you just brush your teeth? That's so fucking hot. Aw, now you see this, baby? You see this big axe I have here? See how sharp it is? See how easy it was for me to break down that door? Good boy. Yeah. Look at you nodding. Such a smart boy. You can figure out what might happen if you get in my way just like that pesky door did. Do you see what's happening to things that gets in my way? I break them in half so they can't be put back together again. So do you want to be the thing that gets in the way of our love? Huh? Do you want to disappoint mommy? Or do you want me to keep speaking to you so softly like this? So do you want to be a good boy for mommy? Or do you want me to bash your fucking brains out? Choose for me, baby. I want to hear you. Which route are you going to take? Life or death? Oh, good boy. Now hold still. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. Hey, baby. Take it easy. You have a little concussion. But don't worry. I bandaged that little spot of damage I made after bashing your cute head. You're in my walk-in closet, baby. I actually used to use this for my audios, but I moved it out of my office. However, it still works amazing as a soundproof room. So you can scream all you want and nobody's going to hear you, baby. Yes, you are tied up. Some of the sound effects I've used in some of my favorite performances. Mommy ties you up and forces you to come. Were actually made with that rope right there. I remember you saying just how wild it drove you. So I wanted to make that fantasy come true for you. At least, for the most part. You see this bad boy? This is my Hitachi. Just like the one in that audio. Yes. Just like that audio. I'm going to put it right up against the bottom of your balls to stimulate you while I jerk you off. How does that sound? Oh, not really a thing? Well, that can't be true. Let me just look up what you said in that comment section. Taking author 21. Oh my god, hi. It feels like I haven't commented on one of your audios in a while. But holy fricker frack, this was amazing. I love the super hot scenarios you came up with. The way you act them out and beating them to life is always wondrous. And God, the way you do mommy fandom never gets old. The expositionist was so good, and your enthusiastic energy is amazing. There's nothing I didn't love. Even the Hitachi torture scene was crazy hot. I'm so jealous. Thank you so much for sharing this. I hope you're having a lovely day, babes. Actual comment from a friend who is super supportive of voice actors, and he gave me permission to use it. So it seems like you're really into it. Just a little shy, but mommy's going to take good care of you. Let's start with turning on this Hitachi. All of you squirming. That feels good, doesn't it? Do you know what? It's because the vibration of spreading to the cute prostate you have. Those nerve endings are so sensitive. Now, I would suck your cock. And I know you'd love to hear my gluck out a bit, but I think it'd be more fun to jerk you off while I talk dirty to you. How's that sound? Oh, you're getting overwhelmed. I'm gonna take that as a yes. Let's put that dick. I guess you got a little bit of gluck you've always loved to hear. But what about my words, huh? You just love hearing me talk about all the dirty little things I get up to while making audios. You remember all those ramble flaps? Hearing me talking about stroking my pussy, rubbing my clit, grabbing my ties, oh, and all the stuff I put in my ass? I know that drove you wild. The butt plugs, the dildos, anything my fans would send me, I put it inside me just so I could moan and let you hear me coming hard. What were your favorite, baby boy? Was it those? Or was it scripts filled you like better? Maybe at the time I... Or maybe it was at the time that I rubbed my pussy. Nice. Did you like those, baby? So much you can barely think. Do you like that? Are you finally living out your fantasy? All of those wonderful stories you listen to? They're coming to life. You earn this, baby. Just like you earn this orgasm. Are you ready to come? There you go, baby. Come on. Come for mommy. Make a big, big fucking mess for me. I want to see just how much you come when you hear my voice. Let it all out for mommy. Oh, look at you. Fuck. Yes. Look at all that cum. Holy shit. You've made such a fucking mess. What a good boy. Oh my god, you did it. Keep coming. Is that because of the vibration? Are you sure you're done? Beg me. Beg me to stop. Good boy. What a good boy. You must be so tired from all that. I think mommy might go make you a snack and get you a drink from the kitchen. While I make that, I do have a surprise for you. Look what I've got. Some noise-canceling headphones. The really expensive ones. You won't be able to hear anything but my wonderful voice. I just finished an audio before kidnapping you, and I haven't shown anyone yet. It's just for you. For now, anyway. I'm gonna post it once I'm done with cleaning you up and feeding you. Then you'll be ready to leave a nice, long comment and worship me. Just like you normally do. Let me load up the audio for you, and there you go.